You are now plugged into Action Features.
Ready when you are. What, did you just fart?
No, that was...
Oh.
That was gas from this,
that was the,
from a bottle.
That was the bottle. Oh, what are we doing here today? Are we doing the blind taste test?
Hear that?
Oh.
You hear that?
Make sure you pour the same amount.
I'm trying to pour...
It's pretty close.
Get the same amount. That's still here. Ooh, there we go. Here.
Mike, are we having a blind taste test?
We are having a blind taste test of sodas.
I gotta tell you, you poured a little too much in that one.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you were trying to cheat.
I wasn't trying to cheat. I don't have to cheat.
There we go.
I don't have to cheat when it comes to Coke, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi products. Let me tell you that.
We're gonna find out if we really can taste the difference.
We're gonna take the challenge.
We've got four drinks here. Oh, hey everybody. Welcome to Action Features, a podcast where we drink drinks on air. And
we do lots of visual
things. Try and guess what they are. We're blindfolded. And oh, look at this. You did find them.
I got these too. Look, this is the cleanse the palate. If you can't drink two sodas back to back, it'll start getting confusing.
It
you have
will.
To have a chip or something in between. So.
Okay. So we got four drinks here. We got Coke Classic, Pepsi, Cherry Coke Zero, and Pepsi, Diet Pepsi Wild Cherry.
That's all.
Right?
Those are the only cherry ones they had. They didn't have like regular anymore, I guess.
We each have four cups. They've been poured. I'm going to shut my eyes.
They're marked on the bottom.
And you're going to switch my cups around.
Yeah.
And then you're going to shut your eyes, and I'm going to switch your cups around.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see what we have. And when you tilt the cup of drink, I'll be able to see what you have.
Yes.
And so I'll know what you've got, and I can tell you if you're right or wrong.
That's what's so funny!
Huh? They're all Twix!
Not,
all
well, right. There's that, but also Princess Bride.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna turn and close my eyes. You mix up my cups.
When you turn your back, I switch.
I'm gonna turn my back. I'm gonna close my eyes.
Okay.
Mix up my cups. Don't mix up your cups.
Okay, I'm not gonna mix up mine.
Just mix up mine.
I'm just gonna mix up yours.
Just mix up my cups.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna turn.
Okay. Turn.
Okay. Now you close your eyes.
Okay.
And turn around, and I'm gonna mix up your cups.
Okay. I can hear you turning them, switching them. Is that a problem?
No, I don't think you can hear which one I'm switching where.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, I have pretty good ears. Okay.
All right. Let me put that one there. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yours are all mixed up.
Okay.
Oh, this is exciting! I bet the viewers at home love this.
Oh, they're gonna
maybe
love
not the it. Listeners, but the viewers are gonna love it.
They're gonna love this.
All right. Oh, by the way, in this episode, we're gonna do our big superhero bracket. So if you're sitting here going, why am I listening to a blind soda taste test? You're listening to it to wait for the superhero film bracket.
You know exactly why you're
come
listening
on.
To it. Because if you're still listening
you
to this
show,
if you're still listening to the show, you gotta
I gotta tell you, I was out Easter Sunday, right?
Yeah.
We were going out to visit my wife's family,
mm-hmm.
out past Peebles. And I stopped by the gas station. I was going in to get something to drink. And I was walking out, I saw a guy I knew. This guy, Aaron. He was a wrestler, and back when my wife and I were courting,
yeah,
he was in IWI.
He's what do they call it? Big time wrestling.
Well, yeah, I mean it's like more not like WWE or WCW,
right? But it's the same type
yeah,
of thing.
But I mean,
it's
yeah,
not,
he's
not
in
like
a,
it's not college.
No, it's
wrestling,
not like
right.
yeah, it's like professional wrestling. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
yes.
storylines and stuff like that. And he was walking in, and I thought I recognized him, and I was like, Aaron? And
he
was like, he sat there, and he looked at me, he's like, yeah? And then we used to do this thing back when he was at IWI, we would yell out, not the hair man, because he used to have this, like,
awesome
scraggly
hair,
and we would, you know, we used to heckle and stuff like that, Charles and I used to. And he looked at me for a second, and he was like, James? And I was like, yeah, man, what's up? And he was like, he's
big
like,
gulps,
much,
huh?
man. And so, you know,
well,
we said, hey. And he's like, I gotta say, man, I listened to the podcast. And I crack up every time.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, look at this.
A surprise listener.
A surprise listener. So, Aaron, thanks for listening. If you hear this episode.
It's awesome.
It was good seeing you. And thanks for enjoying the podcast, dude. So, yeah, that was cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you know the podcast, you know we're going to do goofy stuff.
We're not going to show you what's happening, really.
We're going to do a blind taste test of sodas on the air.
We talked about it last time.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, you go.
I'm going to go.
You go.
I'm not going to look at the bottom. Can you see the bottom?
Yes. Probably be writing this down. See which ones you got correct. Hold on.
doesn't taste like anything. It's weird when you don't know how to, what to expect.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy, huh?
I'm going to say that's the Diet Pepsi Wild Cherry.
Okay.
Are you going to take your first one? I should write down yours, too.
Well, do you want to do it all?
Well, you said you want to clean the palate each time.
I do want to cleanse the palate. Okay.
Let's just do one at a time.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go. Okay.
I'm nervous about it. I know. It's exciting.
I shouldn't be nervous. Close my eyes, too. I can smell the added flavor in this one. That is Wild Cherry Pepsi. Ba 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 da 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 right. da. I'm loving
it.
That's
a burp. All right, did you?
I'll tell you what. The people,
this is tougher than I think.
The people at Speedway.
Yeah.
Are very determined for you to sign up for a Speedy Rewards card.
Oh, they try.
She about flogged me. Well, do you have one? Do you want to put this on
don't
your
you
Speedy Rewards card?
Yeah.
No. Do you have one? Oh, do you have one?
You don't have one?
No, I don't. Do you want one? Ma'am, I'm 30 years old. I'm 32 years old, okay? If I had wanted a Speedy Rewards card by now, I would have gotten one. There are plenty of Speedways around here. And it was her, and then it was, well, you could get, if you buy 7 sodas, you get one free. 7 sodas?
Well, you were buying 4 right then.
Ma'am. Yeah, she said, you're almost there.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, I don't drink that much soda. No. This is for an experiment.
What's great is I don't drink that much soda, and you're buying 4 sodas.
I told her it was for an experiment.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go
she
again.
She said, well, you have 9 months. I said, oh, this is over a year?
You can have a baby that amount of time.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. Oh, I didn't see the bottom. Okay.
I'm going to say that's Coke. I'm going to say that's regular Coke.
Okay.
This is really tough.
It's tough.
It's tougher than I thought it was going to be.
It's
like,
tough.
If you don't know what to expect, it's tough to... It's like your palate, it sees the label and it knows... That's what you're having.
I've heard that digestion begins with the eyes.
Yeah. It really does.
So,
it's a proof right here.
It's proof.
I thought this was going to be simple. It's not simple.
Not simple. Okay. Here I go for number 2. Ah, that tastes like summer right there. That's Coca-Cola.
That's your phone, dude.
Hold on.
Well, Mike's gone off to do his own thing. He's, quitting the podcast and moving on. This is really weird. We're just by myself. Sorry about the burps. Well, I can tell you about these munchies. How's that sound? Well, on the back it says, inside this bag you'll find a snack that is loved by everyone.
Okay, I'm
well, that's
done.
Because every time... Oh.
Sorry.
I could have done a Jor-El ad. Right then.
You should have done a drill.
So we've each done 2, right?
We've each done 2. I'm sorry I had to take that.
That's
It was an important thing. Otherwise, I would have not had it. Not done it.
All right. I'm moving on to number 3.
Okay. Do number 3. Let me get a pretzel here.
Okay. Can you see it?
You're looking around the room like... Like
I think that's a Pepsi.
What? Just Pepsi?
I think it's just Pepsi.
Okay.
It tastes like a Pepsi. Hope I'm right.
Are you sure you marked these right?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to just double check.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that 3? Here we go. Close my eyes. I think it's important. Okay. The heck is that?
It's really hard.
Well, that's Pepsi. I'm gonna say it's Pepsi. I might have been wrong with my second guess, but
all right.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back and taste my second one. Oh, I was wrong.
You're already locked in.
I know which one's which.
You're already locked in.
I know which one's which now.
Okay, I'm going number four.
Just for the record, since it's being recorded, the second one is Pepsi, the third one is Coke.
If I remember right, though, you said flat out you could tell the difference.
I can tell the difference.
You can't be fooled. You can't be fooled. Ready?
Okay.
Now, that also tastes like regular Pepsi.
See what I'm saying?
I'm going to say that one's regular Pepsi, too. I want to say now that the third one was cherry Pepsi, and this one is a regular Pepsi, but I've already said it the other way, so I have to say this one is what? What do I have left? Cherry Pepsi? What do I have left? Coke Zero? I don't even know what I've got left.
You guessed your two Pepsis already. You have cherry Coke left.
I was gonna say I know it's not cherry Coke. I know it isn't, but I'm gonna say it's cherry Coke.
That's what you have to say.
I'm going to say it's cherry Coke, but it's not. This is so hard.
I didn't do my fourth one yet, I don't think. Okay. Okay. So if I'm correct, this is going to be cherry Coke. Good night. I think... Ooh. I'm going to say cherry Coke.
All right. All right, you ready to do these reveals?
I'm ready.
All right, so you said this one was cherry Pepsi.
Okay.
And it's actually the cherry Coke.
Okay.
You said this one was the Coke at first, and it's the Pepsi.
Okay.
You said this one was the Pepsi, and it's the Coke.
Right.
And you said this one was the cherry Coke, and it's the cherry Pepsi.
Yeah.
So your first impression was wrong on all of them.
Right.
What all did I get right? Did I get anything right?
No.
We got them all wrong! We both got them all wrong!
I feel good about that.
Okay.
I did know The two I knew after I tasted Coke.
What is
Coke.
This one? Okay, this one's a Coke? This last one's a Coke?
Right, yeah, your first one was you said wild cherry Pepsi and it was cherry Coke.
Oh, well, at least I got the cherry flavor.
Your second one was a Pepsi, you said it was Coke. The second one was cherry Pepsi and you said it was Pepsi.
Yeah.
And the third one was Coke and you said it was Pepsi and then you said it was cherry Coke.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I think, for sure, the Diet Pepsi and the Coke Zero... Coke Zero tastes different than Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
So I had a harder time with
this
that.
This is tough. This is way tougher than I thought it would.
I know, it is.
And it really is about the label. Like, it really tells you what to expect. And without it, I can't even taste some of the cherry. Like, they were all tasting the same. I couldn't taste the cherry anymore.
I'm
just going to pour all these together.
I genuinely prefer a Coca-Cola.
Well, that's crazy, man. I didn't expect that.
But...
That was, It was unexpected.
It took tasting both of them
back
to back and before I
to could, be able to know.
Could tell because I, you know, you're expecting one thing.
All right. So that was fun. So let's do the superhero ballot thing. So
okay.
After the first of all, I want to say Zack Snyder's a poop head.
Whoa.
Because he's now complaining that people didn't get behind his Superman film. Because they're too attached to the Reeve films, and they can't let them go.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about how, Superman's killed in the comics before, and...
Well, hold on a second. Do they not get behind it? I know that we didn't care for it, or you didn't care for it, but...
It got pretty blasted. I mean, it made a lot of money, but it got pretty blasted across the board. Well, not across the board, but by a lot of people. A large majority did not enjoy the film. And a lot of people are rumored that if it wasn't for Batman being in the sequel, there would be no sequel to Man of Steel.
Maybe that's why he's throwing every superhero...
Yeah,
you can find it. Oh, okay.
Well, the whole thing of is saying that people are just too attached to the Reeve character and the Reeve version, they can't let it go, is ridiculous. Because, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm burping. It's not just the Reeve version that people. It's the Superman character that people have a problem with it, and just to latch on to those one or two times that he's killed in the comics that were huge deals when it happened. And there were huge repercussions, and there was a lot of backlash in the comic when it happened in the comic. To latch onto those times out of the whole 75-year history and make that the basis for what you do as a major point in this film is ridiculous. And it's not the Reeve versions we're attached to, because I don't think anybody was... When Lois and Clark premiered, I don't think anybody was going, oh, I can't watch the show because I watched the Reeve version. And when Smallville started, oh, I can't watch Smallville, the Reeve version. It has nothing to do with that. I don't want to go too off on this tangent, but I think it's ridiculous to try and blame the people... that saw the movie that they're too attached to Reeve and they can't let it go, and that's why they didn't like his movie.
Yeah.
Maybe just because they didn't like your movie. How about that?
Maybe it just wasn't any fun. I mean, if it's bleak, if it's so bleak.
Ridiculous.
It's a Superman movie. People don't expect that. You know. Also, I would say take the hint. Everybody's so attached to a certain thing that you think, go ahead and do that.
Do that.
Do that.
Just do that.
Say, hey, oh, the fans of this character or the thing that I'm doing enjoy this about the character.
So why don't you do that?
And just embrace that. Or move on from it. I don't know.
All right. So Amazon had that movie bracket thing, right?
Yes.
And we were like, oh, that's interesting. That's fun. And we liked that. So we decided we were going to do our 16 superhero film bracket. We would take 16 superhero films / film franchises, put them up in a bracket like the whole March Madness thing. I don't enjoy sports. You know that. But I know the March Madness brackets.
You like sports. You like sports.
No, you know I don't.
Wait, you...
I don't.
You do or do not, like sports?
I don't enjoy sports. Hmm. Yeah. I thought you did know that.
You... Well, you said you did. Now I'm confused.
Boy.
You said you did. Now...
Oh, boy. So, we chose 16 superhero films / film franchises, put them up in random pairings. We each decided what we thought would win in each thing to come down to our ultimate winner, posted the bracket online, and some of our faithful fans / friends / cool people also filled out their bracket, and I printed those out just to give like a kind of across the board feel to what everybody is not everybody, but all the important people think, right?
I wouldn't say that.
I did. No. So let's do it, man.
I had fun with this, by the way.
I had a ton of fun with this. It was a lot of fun. Again, all these were totally random. We only had 16 spots, so there's a couple of films that I had to leave out, and that's The Shadow, which I really wanted to include, but we both talked about it. It's like, wow, that's more of a pulp / radio hero than a comic hero. I had to leave that out. The Daredevil film didn't make it in because it's just this one film, The Elektra, and it's pretty much most people don't like it, and it didn't get really a sequel or anything like that. The Raimi Spider-Man films are on here, but the new Spider-Man films aren't, and that's because, you know, one's just now hitting the theaters, and it's not, you know, I didn't want it to take two spots for Spider-Man, and...
There's only so many spots, you know?
So we tried to pick the most sort of popular or important, or ones that had more than one film in their franchise, something like that, to throw in here. So along one side of the bracket is the X-Men films, the Nolan Batman films, the Hellboy films versus Raimi's Spider-Man films, the Rocketeer versus the Punisher films, the Thor films versus Reeve's Superman films. On the other side is the Avengers versus the Iron Man films, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle films versus the Blade films,
Blake.
The Hulk films versus Burton's Batman films, the Fantastic Four films versus Captain America's films. Bum, bum, ba-da-bum.
Now, how did you arrange these?
Totally
random?
I just drew names out of a hat. And they just broke down like
this. I'd be curious to see what the results are if they were changed around. Different.
I totally agree. There are some in here where it's like, oh man, I wish those two wouldn't have gone up against each other.
Right.
Because I would have liked both of those to make it all the way to the end. But that's luck of the draw, you know?
That's how it goes. That's how the bracket works.
That's how brackets happen.
March Madness. I know you're into sports, so
you know I'm into sports.
You know how this stuff works.
So it's like, what is the song? What is that? Football? What is that sound I just made? That bum bum ba da bum.
Wrestling.
I think it's a football.
It's a soccer.
It's a football.
I think it's a soccer.
Football. What's a football? Okay. You ready?
I was born ready.
All right. So first matchup.
I'm a ready teddy.
The X-Men films versus Christopher Nolan's Batman films.
Fight.
What'd you pick here?
I picked X-Men.
I also picked X-Men. I gotta tell you, I don't really like the Nolan Batman films. Everybody knows that by now.
Yeah.
I don't really think of them as comic book movies. I think of them as, like, crime drama movies.
Well, they're sort of shot that way.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna get into bashing it. I kind of enjoyed Dark Knight Returns.
You mean Batman Begins.
Batman Begins, I'm sorry.
That's what you meant to say.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But it takes the Gotham out of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like, you know, like
it's a little too real world.
This looks like Chicago. I'm not, my imagination is not.
Yeah.
But either as X-Men, I feel like stood the test of time. The first two movies are
Especially the second one.
Are great. And
plus, you got to give credit to the X-Men films because they kind of ushered in the Marvel movies after Blade. I'm pretty sure X-Men was right after Blade, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And it was the first superhero team as a movie.
Yeah.
If I can remember on that. I think that's right.
It was a huge deal when it came out. We'd been waiting for it for a long time.
And Hugh Jackman was great as Wolverine, and he's still playing Wolverine.
Yeah.
And it really, the X-Men films to me are the Wolverine films. I mean, it's Wolverine is what you're watching.
That, to me, too.
All the films. Yeah. And yeah, there are some turds in this franchise. X-Men 3 is no good. X-Men Origins Wolverine only has parts that are good. I didn't even include the Wolverine movie. I didn't really watch all that. And so, you know, you take the good and the bad in this. You take the rest, and there you have
the facts of life.
The facts of life. But it really is. I really enjoyed those films, and I can watch them again and again. They feel like comic books to me. Even without the comic book suits, I think X-Men 1 and 2 feel like comic book films. X-Men First Class is great. I really enjoyed X-Men First Class a lot.
They didn't have anything to go on.
Yeah.
Other than comics, they still had to figure out how to translate. And although black suits seemed to be the thing to go, they still had to translate everything. Whereas Batman Begins, the Nolan films, as different as they are from the Burton films, they still had, okay, Batman wears a black suit. You know,
yep.
they had some things that had already been established by that franchise for them. So, yeah, I gave it to X-Men.
Let's see what other people gave. Matt, that works with us here, he also gave it to X-Men. My good friend Charles Peffer, my best buddy, he gave it to X-Men as well. Mike Lacey gives it to the Nolan Batman films. So that's one for Nolan there. Eric Wade Meador, who does the really nice art online, he's been a longtime fan of the show. He also gave it to the Nolan films. My friend Brad gave it to the Nolan films. And Bill Tackett gave it to the X-Men films. So amongst our group, we looks like we have 5 that gave it to X-Men and 3 that gave it to Nolan Batman.
That's pretty...
That's an interesting... I mean,
that's pretty evenly matched, considering. And
I do like the fact that, you know, Nolan Batman films get so pushed as being the ultimate that there was such a split here. I'm not saying that, oh, okay, well, X-Men beat it. You know, we got 5-3. I think it's nice that the X-Men films got so many votes against a trilogy that's regarded as the be-all, end-all, you know?
Some people probably did it in their heads, too, and didn't...
Yeah.
I'd be interested to have... I would just wish we could have everybody... here and on this.
Oh, to discuss it?
Yeah,
it would be great. I'm trying to
as of now, you're only getting our points of view.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's our show.
Exactly.
It's our show.
Well, some people made some comments as they put the brackets up, and so I'm going to try and remember.
Oh, okay.
Because there were certain little tidbits I was like, oh, well, that's an interesting point that person made, or that's an interesting point they made. All right, next matchup is Hellboy 1 and 2 versus the 3 Raimi Spider-Man films. What do you have over there, Michael?
I picked Hellboy.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Hmm.
I know you're surprised by that. Matt was surprised, too.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by that. I picked Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, I'm not that surprised, because Hellboy 1 is great.
It is great.
I really, really like Hellboy 1.
It was really different.
I think it was a fantastically done film, and the fact that they made it, it's such a crazy, kooky concept.
Yeah.
And then it made it into a film, and it was successful enough to have a sequel.
Ron Perlman was great.
Ron Perlman is the perfect Hellboy.
I wouldn't. There's nobody else could play that.
I really, really loved Hellboy 1.
Yeah.
And I was so excited about Hellboy 2, and I didn't like Hellboy 2 at all.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it the one time, and I was so disappointed and just did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy the way they treated Abe. I didn't enjoy the way they treated Hellboy or Liz or anything in the film. It just felt like it was way too much of a Guillermo del Toro movie and no longer a Hellboy movie.
Mm.
It just, I didn't enjoy it at all.
Well, I don't think I even saw it.
I really did not like it.
I didn't see it.
And I'm not defending Spider-Man 3 by any means, because Spider-Man 3 is a pretty bad film in many parts. There are some good parts to Spider-Man 3, but there's many bad parts.
Mm-hmm.
But Spider-Man 1 and 2 are great.
I like Spider-Man 1 and 2. I thought they were real fun. I'd never owned any of those. And I did own Hellboy at one point. It was...
Well, no, it's totally a personal
taste.
You're not saying that one film is bad or one film is good or better than the other one or anything like that. It's just what you... enjoyed more. Spider-Man 1 and 2 for me are really, really solid comical films, and they're totally rewatchable. I just watched them again with the kids the other day, and I was smiling the whole time, man. Spider-Man 2 is so good. For the longest, I hadn't watched it in a while, and I was thinking that Captain America really is probably my favorite Marvel film overall. And it's definitely my favorite Marvel Studios film, Captain America 1. But after rewatching Spider-Man 2 again, which had been my favorite Marvel film for the longest time, I think it's still maybe my favorite. Spider-Man 2 is just a really good comic book movie. It's just really, really good. And Tobey Maguire is a perfect Spider-Man. He's just great. So I gave it to the Spider-Man films. Let's see what everybody else did here. Bill Tackett gave it to the Spider-Man films. Charles gave it to the Spider-Man films. Matt here at the shop gave it to the Spider-Man films. Brad gave it to Spider-Man. Mike Lacey gave it to Spider-Man. Eric also gave it to Hellboy. And I remember he said he had a big debate on this one because he liked the Spider-Man films, but he really liked the Hellboy films. So he gave it to Hellboy. There was another guy online, I think Kevin Short, I think his name is, maybe? He commented on the Facebook page that his final two ended up being Hellboy versus the Batman films. So he had Hellboy winning this one and the next one.
Wow.
All the way to the end.
He loves Hellboy.
This one was not as even a split, obviously, as the last one.
Obviously not.
And I didn't think it would be. I thought the Spider-Man would pretty much take this one when I saw the matchup. But it's cool that Hellboy got a couple votes in there.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, the next matchup, Rocketeer versus the Punisher films. And that includes the Dolph Lundgren Punisher, the Tom Jane Punisher, and the Punisher Warzone with Ray Stevenson.
I didn't know it included the Dolph.
It does include the Dolph.
But even so, I picked the Rocketeer.
Same here. Rocketeer's great.
I liked all the Punisher movies. I mean, I know you didn't care for the Tom Jane one that much, but...
Well, I didn't care for it as a Punisher movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a fine revenge film.
It's an okay... It just felt like a kind of an action movie, but...
It's not the Punisher.
Right. Ray Stevenson one was pretty good.
The villain's a little cheesy and over the top.
Yeah, it was.
Jigsaw is, I think. It's too much.
Yeah, it's Jigsaw.
My favorite of the bunch is Dolph Lundgren's. Even though he doesn't have the skull suit on... Yeah. It's the Punisher. I mean,
that one
really feels like the Punisher. Even without the skull shirt, which I mean, that kind of doesn't make sense that Punisher wears sort of a superhero-y type outfit.
Yeah.
So dressing him in sort of more regular clothes and with the skulls and the knives and stuff like that kind of made sense.
Yeah, symbolism was still there, but not.
Yeah.
Having said that,
you don't beat Rocketeer.
It's the Rocketeer, man. You cannot.
It's the Rocketeer.
With one film, they just.
It's perfect.
Knocked it out of the park. That movie is so good.
I think up to that point, it may be the closest adaptation to the source material of a comic film.
Probably.
It's so ridiculously close to what the Rocketeer is in the comics. I mean, everything. Other than Betty being changed to Jenny in the film, not doing Betty Page, basically, and changing her into Jenny.
It was a Disney film, right?
Yeah.
So they probably didn't want to do that.
I mean, it's just... Man, it's so much fun. It's the effects are good, the costuming is good, the story's good, the acting's good. Rocketeer is
good lines, good blend of humor and action. I love Rocketeer.
This may be looks like one, Brad chose Punisher. Okay, so Rocketeer, Eric says Rocketeer, Mike says Rocketeer, Brad says the Punisher, Matt says Rocketeer, Charles says Rocketeer, and Bill says Rocketeer. So Brad chooses the Punisher, and he's all alone. On that choice,
it's okay.
That's fine.
It's him and the Punisher.
He loves the Punisher.
Given a fight, the Punisher would probably win against the Rocketeer.
He would win. He would kill the Rocketeer.
He would kill the Rocketeer.
Film wise, though,
he would punish him.
I prefer the Rocketeer.
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup: the Thor films versus the Reeves Superman films. And I want to say that on this one, maybe Brad commented that, "Wow, that's totally unfair. Thor is going to get destroyed." But really, who are you going to put up against Superman films? It's really tough.
I don't know.
I mean, I love the Superman films. One and two are so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love Superman 1 and Superman 2. And there's even moments in Superman 3 that I enjoy. Superman 4, not so good. But I gave it to Superman.
I did too.
What did we have?
No, we're good. We're
okay.
Good. I did too.
Thor, I think... Well, I enjoyed the first. I still have never even seen the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I enjoyed the first one a lot. I think it was a fun movie. The more I've seen of the other Marvel Studios films, it may be the weakest link for me.
I always thought that Thor was kind of the weakest of all.
Yeah.
Of all the Marvel characters. I just don't care about the character. He's just kind of... I don't know. It's too easy. It's too easy for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do enjoy Thor. I thought it was a good movie. I really liked it. I think maybe I'm just oversaturated with Loki now that it makes me kind of not want to go back to the film as much anymore.
Lot
like
of,
it's too much Loki and everything.
A lot of Loki.
I'm kind of Loki'd out. So I really don't go back to Thor that much when I rewatch comic book films. Whereas Superman 1 and 2, I watch again and again and again and again.
You've seen it a lot of times.
I mean, I love Michael Keaton's Batman. Like, him portraying Batman. But Chris Reeve is Superman in those films. Like, it totally changed. Or, not totally changed, but it defines my view of Superman. Yeah. He did such an amazing job of bringing Superman to life in Superman 1 and 2 that it's tough for me to think of the character of Superman, and maybe this is proving Zack Snyder's point a little bit, but when you nail it so much, that character, it's really tough to not think of him when you think of that character.
Yeah.
It's just, he's great. All right, so Bill chose Superman films, Chaz chose the Superman films, Matt, Superman, Mike Lacey chose Thor, Eric chose Superman, and Brad chose Superman. So we have one for Thor, and everybody else did Superman. And again, this also may play into if you prefer Marvel to DC, too.
I mean, that's true. Yeah,
that could be a big thing, too. If you prefer the Marvel characters to the DC characters, or that may play. I'm not saying that Mike has that. I'm just saying that may play in and inform your decisions on these things, is your love of the characters, too.
Right.
All
right,
so now we're on the... You want to go to the other side of the bracket?
Well, hold on. Let's...
Or you want to keep on this side?
We should say what it comes down to.
On each side?
On each side.
Okay. All right, so in our first matchups, I chose X-Men and you chose X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Spider-Man and you chose Hellboy. For me, between Spider-Man and X-Men, I'll choose the Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
There's only one that's pretty mediocre amongst those three. And I love Spider-Man 2 so much that it beats out X-Men. There's more bad in the X-Men film franchise than there is in the Spider-Man film franchise from Raimi, in my opinion.
I see.
So, Spider-Man gets the win for me.
X-Men versus Hellboy for me. I chose X-Men.
Had Hellboy made it through, I would have chose X-Men over Hellboy as well.
As a franchise, I think that Hellboy... I would... Hellboy, the first one, was... I think, to me, is maybe more interesting or a better film, but... First two X-Men movies, plus all the rest of the franchise, it's better.
All right, Brad's got Nolan Batman going up against Spider-Man, and he chose Nolan Batman. Eric has Nolan Batman going up against Hellboy and chooses Hellboy.
Mm.
Then we've got Matt with X-Men versus Spider-Man, and he chooses Spider-Man. I think Matt and I are pretty close on this bracket for the most part.
It's because you guys cheated together.
We cheated. Charles puts X-Men up against Spider-Man and chooses X-Men. Bill puts X-Men up against Spider-Man and chooses X-Men.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of people that are choosing X-Men to keep going for a while. And then we got Mike Lacey, who chooses Nolan Batman versus Spider-Man and chooses Nolan to go through.
Well,
how about that? Hmm. All right, now, Rocketeer versus Superman.
This was probably tough for you.
This was a little tough for me, but I love Chris Reeve's Superman.
I know you do. So,
Chris Reeve's Superman, make it through.
Rocketeer for me.
Rocketeer is great. And
I have a closer, but I mean,
There were some where it was like when it got knocked out, I was like, I'm really bummed that has to go away, and these other things maybe are still here, you know.
Yeah.
And Rocketeer was one of those ones. I'm like, man, I wish it could go just a little bit further, but so gotta give it to Chris Reeve Superman.
That's the way it happens.
I love Chris Reeve Superman.
That's the way the bracket works.
That's the way it goes.
I mean, you know this. You pay attention to sports and are into sports and all that stuff.
I'm way into sports.
So you know how the bracket works.
Mike Lacey's got Rocketeer going up against Thor, and he chooses Thor.
Whoa.
Exactly. I didn't realize that...
He loves Thor.
He loves the Thor movies. Bill's got Rocketeer going up against Reeve Superman and chooses Reeve Superman. Chaz got Rocketeer versus Superman and chooses Superman. Matt's got Rocketeer versus Superman and chooses Superman. Eric's got Rocketeer versus Superman and chooses Superman. Brad's got Punisher versus Superman and chooses Superman. So Superman moves through in a lot of brackets.
Looks like it's just me and you, Cliff. Cliff Secord.
Oh, yeah. You're the only one that let Rocketeer go through. So for the most part, it looks like most people have Superman on their secondary bracket.
Yeah.
Except Mike Lacey's got Thor and you've got Rocketeer. And then the top bracket's a hodgepodge. It's either Nolan Batman, it's Hellboy, it's Spider-Man, it's X-Men... So that first set of brackets was pretty evenly split amongst everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the other side, man.
Well, who wins between those two?
Oh, duh. I guess we should keep going, right?
Just one more.
All right, now Spidey versus Superman for me. I've got the Raimi Spider-Man films versus the Reeve Superman. This one was really tough.
You had to pick Superman, though, right?
I had to pick Superman. Because I love Superman 1 and 2 so much. But, man, it hurt knocking out Raimi Spider-Man. I really, really love those first two Spider-Mans. So that one kind of stunk.
Yeah.
Take that down.
It was X-Men versus Rocketeer for me, and Rocketeer makes it to the final
Rocketeer
round.
Rocketeer in the final two. Look at that, man.
I think of all
you rocket, I forgot
of
that.
All the comic movies that that one is just, you know, it's at the top.
It's great.
It's great.
Brad's got Nolan Batman versus the Superman films and chooses Superman. Eric's got Hellboy versus Superman and chooses Superman. Matt's got Spider-Man versus Superman and chooses Superman. Charles has got X-Men versus Superman and chooses X-Men.
Hmm.
And then we've got Bill Tackett, who has X-Men versus Superman and chooses X-Men. And then we've got Mike Lacy with Nolan Batman versus Thor and chooses Nolan Batman.
Hmm.
Mike Lacy's is the most different from everybody's here. I mean, he's got totally different matchups than the rest of us.
He's doing it.
He's doing it, man. He's mixing it up.
Adding some variety.
Yeah.
A little spice.
It's a spice of life.
A little spice.
Old spice.
Scary spice.
Young spice. It's the opposite of old spice.
New spice.
Yeah. All right. We're done with that side.
We're done with that side.
Let's move on to the next side. Avengers versus the Iron Man films. We're not doing too much.
No, we're
only 35 minutes.
The Iron Claw.
Yep.
That's the one.
From G.I. Joe Extreme?
Yep.
Oh.
That movie?
I don't have that on my bracket.
Oh. I must have had a different bracket.
Avengers versus Iron Man films.
Okay.
What do you got?
This one was surprisingly hard for me.
It was for me, too.
It was really hard.
It was really tough.
But I had to go with Avengers.
I did the same.
Even though it was just the one, they did a really good job of carrying the weight of all of those characters and kind of blending it.
Yeah.
Although I thought the first Iron Man is fantastic.
It's so good.
It's
my sheet.
It's one of the few. I own that too. You know, it's like, it's fantastic.
I had a real tough time here for the same reason. The first Iron Man is really great, and it kind of ushered in the Marvel Studios thing. And building a whole universe amongst films.
Yeah.
But the second one is just kind of okay, and the third one I thought was abysmal.
Right.
Whereas there's only been one Avengers, and it was the first movie to take superheroes from other films, put together in one film, and you never felt slighted, at least in my opinion. I don't think that... With the X-Men films, it's obviously Wolverine's the star, and everybody else is just kind of secondary.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about Avengers. I feel like everybody had their part, and everybody was a star.
Everybody got their shot. Everybody had their... role.
And it's the best version of Hulk
out
of anything.
Yeah.
Hulk's had two other movies, and I don't think either one of them came close to being as good as the Hulk was in Avengers.
I agree.
Cap's great in it. It's just, I really enjoy
You also
Avengers.
Get plenty of
everybody.
Iron Man and Tony Stark in there, so that kind of, I was like, well.
It kind of covers everything. It
yeah,
covers
Iron Man's not getting.
So it kind of felt like if I knocked some of these other ones out, I still had Avengers to kind of carry all of them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I feel about the movie, is that I could just watch Avengers and I got everything I need amongst all the Marvel Studios films. It's all right there. Even though it's got Loki as a villain, I'm kind of Loki'd out. I think this is probably the best Loki is in this movie.
It's good. It's just good.
All right, so other people chose. Let's see. Mike Lacy chose Avengers.
The Revengers.
Bill chose Avengers. Charles chose Iron Man, and I'm assuming it's mostly for Iron Man 1. Matt chose Iron Man, and I remember him explaining this to me. He was saying that it was kind of the opposite thing of Avengers, that Iron Man, you just really just need that one character in there. You can just watch that film and be all by itself, and you're totally fine with just that movie, and it's not too much bombarding you all at once. And he liked that it was just kind of simplistic, and it was the beginning of it, and just really well-done film. I loved Iron Man 1, so. Eric chooses Iron Man over Avengers, and Brad chooses Avengers over Iron Man.
Mm.
That was one of the tougher ones.
Yeah. I probably would watch Iron Man. I have watched Iron Man more than Avengers because the story arc is really good. But okay. So now we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle films.
Versus Blade.
Versus the Blade films. I give it to Turtles.
I did too.
I liked Blade 1. I sort of remember Blade 2, and I remember enjoying it. I remember not liking Blade Trinity at all.
Yeah.
But that to say... That weighing how many good movies versus bad movies, that's no contest, because Turtles has Turtles 2, which I really don't like. Turtles 3, which is abysmal.
Turtles 3 is really hard.
It's really bad.
It's bad.
But Turtles 1 is great.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as the Iron Man thing, where the first installment is so good that you kind of ignore the other installments in the franchise. The CGI movie's good, but I don't even really think about that when I think about the
Turtles
movies.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about the first movie.
I think it's got a huge drop down in 2 and 3 from the first one. but the first one's great.
Nostalgia probably plays some role. I mean, I grew up with Turtles, mm-hmm. and Blade came along later. And that was a good... Blade is great.
Yeah, the first
it's a really good...
That's the first Marvel film right there.
It's
that's
a solid
what
movie.
The whole
it's
thing.
A solid movie. But they did a lot of good stuff with Turtles.
Turtles 1, and it's really close to the comic.
It was a good
story. And it
has
no business, at the time it came out, being so close to the comic.
Right.
The cartoon was huge.
Right.
There was no reason when... If you're a kid that liked the cartoon, you saw that movie, it was nothing like the cartoon. It was way darker than the cartoon. Other than the different colored masks, yeah. it was so much closer to the comic than it was the cartoon.
Yeah.
There was no Bebop and Rocksteady or any of that stuff. The origin of Splinter and Shredder was totally different than what it was in the cartoon.
You think
and
about,
it's totally rewatchable.
You think about putting men in giant rubber turtle costumes with animatronic heads, and how can that work? How can it work? But it still feels like a serious film to me. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, okay, this is... You know, it's real. Like, it's not real, but it's real.
It feels real.
They're
martial arts in the suits.
You're involved in the characters.
Yeah.
And yeah, all the choreography
I can't believe
and
those
like,
guys were doing those
yeah.
moves and stuff in those suits. They're half blind, they're big and bulky, and they're still doing martial arts moves, and it just sold it, man.
Yeah.
And really, I think that is the film that kind of informed my view of New York. Too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When I think of New York, I think about the way New York looks in that
yeah,
movie.
Definitely, yeah.
And the way it's, like, shot and the lighting and the everything about it. I really, really like Turtles. We watched it again the other day, yeah. and I think the suits hold up. I think the story holds up. It's just, it's really, really good.
Casey Jones is...
Turtles is really good.
Awesome. Yeah. So Turtles.
Brad chose Turtles over Blade. Eric chose Blade over Turtles. And he said to me on this, he's like... He said, I'm a little older than you guys, and I got to be honest, I've never watched a Turtles film.
Oh.
So he's like, I'm not a huge Blade fan either, but I've never seen Turtles, so I had to give it to Blade.
At least he's honest about it. I could
yeah.
see somebody not wanting to get into that because it seems silly, and if
it does.
Like, Turtles 2 was silly.
It's ridiculously you know, silly. That and Turtles 2 and 3, they were obviously going more for the cartoon
totally
crowd
for kids
than they were the
yeah.
Turtles 1. Matt gives it to Turtles. Charles gives it to Turtles. Bill Tackett gives it to the Blade films, which he's around our age, so I'm kind of surprised to see that one. And then Mike Lazy gives it to Turtles. All right, next bracket. We've got the Hulk films, which would include the Ang Lee Hulk, which is terrible.
The Hulk.
And then the Ed Norton Hulk, which is pretty good, other than the CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Burton's Bat films.
Now, I didn't see... I've only seen parts of the other Hawk movies.
You don't really have to. It's going up against Burton's Batman.
The Incredible Hawk. It wouldn't have mattered. Anything on here wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah,
really.
I think a couple of people commented like, man, the Hulk films are going to get hosed. So that's not even fair.
It's
you
not,
know, it's
really not. But
Burton's Batman. Come on.
It's random. So, Batman got that one.
I think this may be the first one where we all have Batman. Everybody has Batman.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that speaks a lot to being against the Hulk films. If it was Burton Batman versus Cap, I think we would have seen a lot more variation in the votes. But luck of the draw, Burton goes up against Hulk films. But the Hulk films could have beat other things on here. Like
could have beat the Fantastic Four.
It could have, and it could have beat Blade, I think. It could have beat the Punisher films, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just luck of the draw. Fantastic Four films versus the Captain America films. Captain America, easy. This is another easy one.
That was easy.
And that's not just because the Fantastic Four films really aren't good. The Cap films are really, really good.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen the second one, but the first one's so good. I love Captain America, the First Avenger.
I heard the second one is good.
All right, let's see. I think everybody...
Fantastic Four can't seem to get it together.
They can't. They're talking about doing this next one gritty and realistic.
It's not going to be... It's not. It's not going to be any good. It's just they cannot get it together with
They can't do a good Fantastic Four film, I guess.
There are probably a lot of Fantastic Four fans.
I love Fantastic Four.
I know. Yeah, okay. I've never read...
I probably had more Fantastic Four comics, Marvel-wise,
mm-hmm.
than I had of any other title, Marvel-wise.
Really?
Yeah. It was either maybe Spider-Man or Fantastic Four that I had the most of in a run. I think it's a really great premise... And the whole family relationship of all of them.
Yeah.
It's like tailor-made for a movie, but they just can't get it right. And there are moments in the Fantastic Four films that are kind of good. I mean, they treated Doom horribly.
Yeah.
But the second movie, I think, was a little bit better than the first movie. And they were trying to get that family dynamic right. But really, it's just it just seems like it's made for a movie, but they can't just take it and translate it directly in a movie.
Does this include was it Roger Corman?
The Roger Corman one? Yeah, I would just say all of them, and I actually like the Roger Corman one too. Blaze brought up a good point when I told him about this bracket. He's like, "Oh, you got both Chris Evans films going against each other." And I was like, "Oh, wow! I didn't even think about that. The Chris Evans was Torch, and he is Captain America.
Yeah,
and he totally is in those roles in both of them. Like, I think he's a great Torch.
I didn't realize
he's
that.
A great Cap. He's a good actor, that Chris Evans.
Well, he's done.
He's done. All he wants to do is the Cap roles, and that's it.
After
he's
Captain America, he's done. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
What else are you gonna do?
You don't feel like doing it anymore, don't do it anymore.
All right.
All right, so now we've got...
We're down in the second tier, yeah. So... whoever... I had Avengers versus
Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Had to give it to Ninja Turtles.
I also gave it to Ninja Turtles.
Did you?
I did.
Good for you.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear somebody picking Turtles over Avengers because it was so huge and such a big movie and everything. But I love that first Turtles. I'll watch it again and again and again.
Yep, me too.
Avengers I really loved, but I don't know if it has the rewatchability that I feel Turtles
you
has.
It's got to stand the test of time.
It's a really good movie, Avengers is. A lot of fun to watch. But I'm never even slightly bored watching Turtles. I just, no matter where it starts in the movie,
yeah.
No matter where I'm watching it, I love just watching that movie. It's just... I think a really well done movie. I think we're kind of unique in this one, though, you and I.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mike Lacy had Avengers going against Turtles and chose Avengers.
The Revengers.
Bill Tackett had Avengers going against the Blade films and chose Avengers. We've got Charles with Iron Man versus Turtles and chose Iron Man, which I was surprised by. I thought he was going to have Turtles go further. Matt. Here at work, chose Iron Man versus Turtles and picks Iron Man. Eric has Iron Man going against Blade, and he chooses Iron Man. And Brad has Avengers going against Turtles and chooses Avengers. So you and I were the only ones that,
wow,
that sent Turtles through. Wow. That's probably why we're such...
Nerds?
I was going to say friends, but that's...
Oh.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
All right, now, the next matchup, we all have the same. Batman versus Cap.
Okay,
Everybody has that matchup.
Okay.
I don't even have to say mine. I mean, I think everybody knows that Burton's Batman pretty much makes it through the rest of this thing. Because I love Burton's Batman. And I don't think anything beats Burton's Batman.
Yeah.
But man, that's a tough one still. As much as I love Burton's Batman, I give it to that first Cat movie. It's so good. It's a very, very tough fight here.
Hmm.
Cat versus Batman and Batman Returns.
Hmm.
What did you choose?
Well, I had Batman versus Captain America. Yeah.
Yeah, but who'd you choose?
Batman.
That's what I thought.
The Batman.
Brad Batman. Also gives it to Batman. Eric gives it to Cap, and he said that one was tough.
Hmm.
He said that one was really tough. He loves Burton's Batman, and it was really hard to not send Burton's Batman through. Matt chose Burton's Batman. Chaz chose Captain America. Bill Tackett chose Captain America.
Wow.
And Mike Lacy chose Captain America.
Wow.
So we've got a pretty even split between Burton's Batman and Captain America.
Captain America.
4-4. Right there.
Wow.
I think everybody that chose Captain America over Burton's Batman is no longer on my friends list.
Wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and delete them off my friends list. Kevin Short, the guy that I said that sent Hellboy through, he sent Burton's Batman through, obviously, as well, because he said his final two was Burton's Batman versus Hellboy. So you and I have Turtles versus Batman.
Yes.
And I chose Batman.
I also chose Batman.
And we've got Avengers versus Cap from Mike Lacy, and he chooses Cap. We've got Avengers versus Cap from Bill, and he chooses Cap. We've got Iron Man versus Cap for Chaz, and he chooses Cap.
Wow.
Eric Wade Meter has Iron Man versus Cap and chooses Cap. And then we've got Matt, who has Batman versus Iron Man and chooses Batman. We've got Brad, who has Avengers versus Batman, and chooses Batman. So now we've got another even split of four Batmans versus four Captain Americas.
Captain America's
cleaning up.
It's pulled out ahead.
It's crazy. All right, so final matchups. You've got Rocketeer versus Batman.
That's
correct?
What I have.
What do you choose?
Drum roll, please. It was Batman.
It's Batman.
It has.
It's got to be Batman.
I can't. As much as I love the Rocketeer, I probably love the movies equally, but Batman.
You can't beat
Batman. I grew up with that film.
It's so good. It's got so much in it. It's got so many good visuals. It's perfect.
It was the only thing I wanted to watch.
It's still the only thing I want to watch.
For a couple of years.
I haven't seen the second Captain America. If I have an opportunity to go to the theater and go see Captain America, or I have an opportunity to go down to my basement and watch Batman, like, uninterrupted, I'll go down to my basement and watch Batman.
Well, that's not fair. What if they're both at the theater? You have to spend the same amount of money, same amount of...
I would go see Batman. Huh? If Batman was at the theater, I'd be there right now.
Yeah.
I would go to, like, multiple showings if Batman was back at the theater.
I'd be doing this podcast by myself.
For me, it was Burton's Batman versus Reeves' Superman. And that couldn't be a more perfect final two. I'm so glad it worked out that way. If there's one film that gets to beat Reeves' Superman, it's got to be Burton's Batman. So Burton's Batman wins the whole thing for me. Eric chooses Superman versus Cap and chooses Superman. We've got Charles with X-Men versus Cap and chooses Cap. Bill Tackett with Captain America versus X-Men and chooses Captain America. Mike Lacey with Captain America versus the Nolan Batman films and chooses Captain America. Then we've got Brad with the same final two as me, Batman versus Superman, and chooses Batman. And we've got Matt with the same final two as me, Batman versus Superman, and chooses Batman. So we've got four for Burton's Batman amongst our little selection here. We've got one for Superman and three for Cap.
Wow.
So Burton's Batman...
does wind up being...
it does wind up being the winner. Overall winner amongst us here.
But, wow, Captain America is very
close.
Captain
America. I think that's great, man. Cap's the most solid of the Marvel films, so
I think
it deserves to come
through. I think it speaks to something, you know? Speaks to something in people. People relate in some way to Captain America. It's good.
It's great.
It's wonderful. It's grand.
Can't beat it.
We should do another one.
I think we should totally do another one.
I'm working on the sci-fi list. Yeah. Sci-fi movies.
Sci-fi and action-adventure.
Yeah.
Those films we should definitely
do. I think we should do comedies.
Comedies would be good too. I think we should do comedies next.
You think we do comedies next?
I want to do comedies.
Okay.
Because those are the action adventure and sci-fi are kind of the same vein as this.
Yeah.
But the comedies will be something totally different.
We could do comedies.
Big thanks to anybody that participated.
Yeah.
They took the time to fill out the bracket. It gave us other views to talk about and to show, you know, that there was a lot of dilemmas and decisions to be made throughout the entire bracket. And to see different people's views and what made it through past other things is really cool. So big thanks to Mike Lacey, Eric Waymeter, Charles, Brad, Bill Tackett. Did I say everybody? Matt. Mike, Bill, Chaz, Eric, Matt, Brad, and that's me.
Robert Dolby Jr.
So thanks, dudes.
Thanks, Robert Dolby.
Once we actually are off the 96 Dell and we are able to do like online stuff, this would be great to do as a big kind of group thing, like through Skype or something.
Hmm.
That'd be fun.
I did not know we were getting rid of the Dell.
We're not getting rid of the Dell, really. I was just kidding, Dell.
Pie in the sky. Pie in the sky.
All right, so thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you didn't. Okay.
I hope you didn't enjoy it.
We would like to hear your bracket still. So if you go to the Facebook page, go to Action Features on Facebook, the bracket is on there with nothing filled in other than the original matchups.
Fill that mug out.
Or even just comment when we put it up and just tell us what your choices were.
You have to fill it out.
Or just fill it out. You can just fill it out.
You have to print it on your home laser printer.
On your home printer and mail it to us.
Fill it out in a pen. Ink pen. We do not accept pencil.
Just that way it's final.
You want it finalized.
Just scratching stuff out. We would love to hear other people's brackets and see what their final ended up being. Because it's always interesting to see how what else Burton's Batman is able to beat. You know.
All right,
dudes.
You know what?
Peace out.
You know what this is. Oh, you thought we stopped? But I took it off. I know.
I took off my headphones.
I stuck around.
Yeah. We should do more blind food taste tests too.
I'm all for it.
All right. Bye.